but a group of fanboys in a room with a mic. From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Hello there. Is this 2 weeks in a row?
We didn't do it last week, don't we?
Did we? I don't remember. Holy shit. Well, we're back. Back again. We were just watching some Wild West Online gameplay. And, not impressed. Not impressed at all.
We don't like your fists.
I mean... It looked okay. You know, it was weird. It was just kind of... The running got me. That's what got me.
The running was weird.
Well, because he was walking, but, like, the fist pumps. Like, it was just, like, at the bottom of the screen, it's just fists.
Like, they really want to make you know that you're
walking. They want you to be aware that your character's... Like, most games just use a little bit of a head bob, or, like, you know, they use... Like, I don't understand what the thing with the fists was. I hope you can turn that off. It looked kind of cool from what we did see, though. Does anyone care that Daniel Craig might come back as James Bond?
No.
Yeah. He didn't want to do the last two movies. Mm-hmm. What has he done since fucking Bond? Not a goddamn thing. So he's like, I need a fucking movie.
I need a job.
I need something.
Is that James Bond role still?
Yeah, you still want me to play James Bond? Oh shit, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom wraps filming. That's gonna be, it's gonna have Chris Pratt and what's her nuts in it again? The redhead.
Oh.
Spider-Man's PS4 open world several times larger than Sunset Overdrive. That's kind of pretty awesome.
It what? To Sunset Overdrive?
It's gonna be several times larger than Sunset Overdrive. I heard Sunset Overdrive is pretty big.
Yeah, man, that Spider-Man PS4 is going to be badass.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That looks pretty fucking dope. Let me see here. I have some shit. Speaking of Spider-Man, I'm not going to spoil it because you haven't seen it yet. I've seen it.
You seen it?
I've seen it. And good. I liked it. Best Spider-Man movie so far.
Okay.
That's not hard to do. I mean, I like the original, like, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man.
Yeah, it's not like the bar was super high, though.
Yeah. And the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man were dope. Like, they were cool. Mm-hmm. But this one, dude, Tom Holland, like...
Killed it?
Yeah, he killed it. He's Peter Parker. Like, he's, you know... It is Marvel. Marvel knows how to make their goddamn movies. Uh-huh. Like, seriously. Fucking Sony, fuck off and give Marvel back Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because
after Homecoming 2, it goes back to Sony.
And it's like, what the fuck, you know?
How'd that work? It was Sony just like, if you really want them, give us fucking $200 million. You can have them for 4 years.
I think that's kind of what it is. Like, or because it... Well, it still says Sony Entertainment before the thing, you know? Uh-huh. Like, it's like still Sony Columbia Pictures.
So Marvel's just writing them?
Yeah, I think they're working with Marvel Studios to get this shit fucking taken care of. But, oh, man, it was good. Fucking, like, there's a bit of, like, for the purists.
Uh-huh.
There's a little bit of just like, that's kind of not, you know.
Like what?
Well, okay, like the whole Miles Morales supposedly being in the same universe.
Uh-huh.
Because Donald Glover's character, you know that part, right?
Yeah, I know Donald Glover's in it.
Yeah, okay, he's not Miles Morales.
Uh-huh.
He's Miles Morales' uncle, the Prowler.
Okay.
They don't get into it. They just he says his name, and it's the same. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And it's you know, and he makes a comment like, I got a nephew in this neighborhood. You know.
Uh-huh.
There's some other things that are, like, I'm trying to get it. Like, I don't want to spoil. you know? Uh-huh. But, I mean, I liked it. It's one of the things I like is they didn't do the origin over again. It's like, we already know who Spider-Man is. Like, we've already
seen it's almost like, correct me if I'm wrong, but is it like just right after Civil War?
It's some of it overlaps. Okay. It starts off, the very beginning of the movie, mm-hmm. starts off right after the incident in New York. So it's a cleanup crew, and like they're literally cleaning up, remember those fucking big dragon worm things that were coming?
Wait, the incident in New York, so it's after Avengers 1?
Yeah. It's that part, there's like a bit of that, that's kind of the origin of the Vulture.
Okay.
And then, so yeah, it starts off with the origin of the Vulture, because he started to get started way before Peter Parker is even, I'm sure he's born, but he's just a kid. Mm-hmm. And then it gets into, the shit that's going down during Civil War, because like, they start this, it's this cool montage of like, it's Peter Parker filming everything, like he's just like, he's on his phone, and he's like just filming, like doing a video diary kind of thing, where it's like, I can't believe I'm on my way to go do this, and you know, Happy, the Iron Man bodyguard guy, uh-huh. like, just put the phone away, this is all top secret, and he goes, I gotta go, and he puts it away, and then it's like, him recording, and he's like, I can't believe I'm in the Avengers Tower, like all this shit, and he was like, so then it's like, it's him on the airport, like in the airport, he goes, and you just see it's that standoff between Captain America and Iron Man, and then Iron Man says what did he say a little help or some shit like that, and he flips it back to himself, oh that's my cue, gotta go, and then like he drops the camera, like so he's still facing the action, and you see him whip out, it's still Captain America's shield, and like it goes back and forth, like it's just his version of everything that happened,
okay,
and then it gets into the movie, and it's like a couple months later. And then, like, from there it goes to like, the suit and all that. And it's pretty cool. I mean, they did a really, really great job. The opening montage is perfect. It sets the tone perfectly for the movie. The music is good. Marvel's fucking amazing when it comes to getting the music for these fucking movies.
So, the Guardians of the Galaxy will forever have the best.
Oh, yeah. Guardians has the best soundtrack of all fucking time.
Yeah.
But, no, they did a good job with this one. Because it made it feel more... Because, like, okay... Like, the soundtracks, just with the feel and the score of everything, like in, oh, God, what's that fucking movie? Doctor Strange. They didn't really have too much, like, just music on its own. They had, like, feel so good, and, like, little things here and there. But, like, it was more about the score and about the feeling of the music. Mm-hmm. This one has both aspects of it, where it plays, you know, different songs, like, when he's doing some shit, and, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it has a score when things get deep, and one of my favorite things, though, is the opening, you know, the Marvel... And he's doing the Marvel logo thing.
Yeah.
Well, they're playing the Spider. It's the main score of the movie, but it also has the original Spider-Man theme song. You know that Spider-Man.
Oh, really?
It has that element in it. Like, it's so good, so fucking good. I'd give it a fucking out of 10. I'm giving it a solid 8.5.
8.5. Right.
I gave Guardians the perfect score, didn't I?
Yeah.
So this is a solid 8.5. Because this is fucking so good. What was the last movie I reviewed?
I don't remember.
Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman was...
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
I put this on the same level as Wonder Woman.
Really?
Yeah. This one and Wonder Woman are pretty much... Like, they're different movies.
Uh-huh.
Wonder Woman is way more dramatic and way more, you know... Like, but Spider-Man is just, it's got the comedy, it's got the action, it's got the drama, and then the there's so many, like, the costumes that they,
Like, how's Michael Keaton? Is he a good villain?
Oh my God, he's such a fucking badass.
Yeah.
Like, cause he's a badass without having to try. He's just like this subtle, just the way he talks, and like, there's one point where he does some shit, and it's like, it's kind of funny. But it just makes it more badass, kind of like, cause, like, he's one of those villains where he thinks he's doing the right thing. He's doing what he needs to do.
Right.
It's not that he's doing anything to hurt anybody, but he's doing what he needs to do, and that kind of that leads to greed, and that leads to the whole bullshit of what he's doing. And like, but he's just so like, there's this one scene with him and Peter Parker, like not Spider-Man, it's him, like not. It's him as the character he is, not the Vulture, but the alter ego, mm-hmm. and Peter Parker, and they're just having this conversation. And granted, Michael Keaton's holding a gun at the time, but he's just kind of like, he's just talking to him. But the way, like, he's just so intense and intimidating in that moment. It's just like, it's like, oh, he's just, he just blew it out of the water.
That seems to be a pattern that Marvel's going with now, because they've had such a history of having some weak villains.
Yeah.
Writing wise.
Yeah.
But like Guardians 2, I thought Ego was a good villain.
Oh, Ego was perfect. I mean, he did a great job. He had those comedic moments, but he also had those intense fucking just. Mm-hmm.
And and from what you say about Spider-Man, uh-huh. they have something in common where they have a purpose in what they're doing, and it might not they might have good intentions in what they're doing, but the way they have to achieve it requires them to do some fucked up things.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, in the previous movies, it was kind of like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like, Dr. Octopus still had a fucking, he had a legit reason for doing it. But it was more like, oh, he just went crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, a lot of their villains is like, oh, I'm doing this, and then I went crazy.
Well, Dr. Octopus was like, he had a goal in mind, and then it's like those octopus tentacles were talking to him.
Yeah, you're right. Like, I forgot about that part because they're
Those were controlling him in the end. Not he was controlling
because
him.
Yeah, because that neural inhibitor thing burnt out. I forgot about that. Yeah, but yeah, well, that's what drove him crazy. You know what I mean? But it's like little things like that where it's like a lot of it's just oh he went crazy. Where these ones it's like okay, like Ego. Yeah, you're right. Ego was like this is like he wants to spread throughout the universe, and what he thinks he's doing is he's helping things out, and he's being this benevolent being, but he's actually fucking destroying everything. Mm-hmm. Whereas, and this guy, he's trying to provide for his family. He, you know, he's got people he needs to take care of, and like he's doing what he has to do to take care of his people. Mm-hmm. And that just happens to put him on the wrong side. He gets fucked over. You know what I mean? And so that kind of puts him in a bad position. So he has to do what he has to do to make sure the people that he's working with are taken care of, his family's taken care of. Mm-hmm. And so on top of that, so not only is he's doing what he has to do to take care of his people, but he's also getting back at the people that kind of fucked him over. But in a, it's not like well, obviously he knows what he's doing is illegal and everything's being hidden. But at the same time, it's kind of like, I'm doing it because I have to. I have no other option. If I don't do this, I don't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's got a good, like, again, you'll see. It's he's got a legit reason for doing what he's doing, and it just kind of grows from greed. Like, it starts off as taking care of the people and fucking over who fucked me over. Then it turns into greed, and then it turns just into, like, that, like, he's in over his head. Not that he's in over his head, because Michael Keaton doesn't give off that vibe. He's just, like, he does, again, he's so intimidating and just so badass, but he's just like, all right, well, this is where I'm at now. You know what I mean? He's just, this is a situation, I gotta deal with it. And that's what he's, you know what I mean? It's kind of like how his character is. Yeah. It's just, he's just doing it on the wrong path. When I first saw the Vulture in the trailers, I was like, I didn't like the wings. I didn't like the way they did that shit. Mm-hmm. In the fucking, once like you see him in the movie, and he just, it's good. It's fucking really good. Spider-Man and the suit, like the interactions, and just, that's fucking awesome. And then, like, it's got so many moments, and I wanted, like, but, like, I don't want to spoil those moments for you, you know what I mean? I highly recommend it. Go check it out. Again, a solid 8.5. Actually, I think I gave Wonder Woman a solid 8. So I think this I'll give this 8.5. This is good. It's just fucking, from jump. There's no. I'm trying to think if there's any slow moments or any moments that are kind of just like. It felt like, cause see that was my complaint with Guardians was they had that, the whole thing on Planet Ego when they're talking like that whole little bit kind of went a little too long for me, which I got what they were building up, but it just felt like.
You're talking about when like Peter and Gamora were talking or.
Kind of just that whole. Once again, okay, because like I get, okay, when he gets to the planet, his dad tells him what's going on, it's like that father-son time. But I think that whole just time frame went on a little too long.
I thought it was done relatively well, because they got their point across, and then they also developed the alien girls. What I forget her name.
Mantis.
But, yeah, Mantis's character.
Yeah, yeah.
They developed a dynamic between Drax and her.
That's true. I think to me though, it's just because like, I don't know. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like the whole aspect of Star-Lord or Peter Quill and his dad he was the main antagonist of the story, but that wasn't the main story thread. I think it was more about the relationships of the characters than it was about what was going on with Ego.
Yeah, that was probably it was because they kind of broke them down.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the movie, they kind of separated them all.
Yeah.
And there was that fight between Rocket and Peter.
Yeah. I think just because the contrast between what was going on with Rocket and Yondu compared to what was going on Planet Ego was just kind of like, it felt like, don't get me wrong, it was still a great movie and I enjoyed it, and you're right, it did have elements that were needed. It just, to me, it just felt like, okay, like, if the movie's here, that little bit of it was just a small dip of just, you know, it slowed the movie down for me.
Yeah.
It was, that's the point of the movie. Remember I told you I felt like, oh, the movie's almost over. Then I realized, oh, wait, no, I still have another hour. Yeah. You know, that's, to me, it felt like it was winding something down. Whereas this one, it just, from beginning to end, it was no... It just
kept escalating.
You kept escalating. There's one slow moment, but even in that slow moment, like, it's funny, and it's just like, have you seen the billboard or the posters of Spider-Man? The yellow coat. He's in the Spider-Man suit, but he's wearing that yellow coat and he's just laying down against something.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It's that moment, but what it is, but
okay.
It's cool. And then there's a lot. What's her name? Looked old in this movie.
Who?
Aunt May.
Well, yeah, she's supposed to look older. Like, she looked too young in Civil War.
Oh, yeah, she looked way too young in Civil War. But she looked old in this one. She was like... Because she was still kind of sexy in Civil War. She looked old in this one. She looked way old in this one. What's her name? Alyssa Milano, right? No. Is it Alyssa Milano? No, what is it? What's her name?
I don't know.
God damn it. I can't remember now. I'm pretty sure it is. But I have to Google it now. Yeah, but what I'm saying is you should check it out because I really liked it. And it was good. God damn it, come on. Marissa Tomei. There we go, that's who it was. Not a lesson, Lana. Same person. The fat sidekick was pretty cool. One thing that kind of bugged me was the guy they have playing Flash. It's an Indian kid, right?
For what?
Flash Thompson.
What do you mean?
You know Peter Parker's main rival in high school, Flash Thompson?
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's an Indian kid. And, like, he's smaller than Tom Holland.
Uh-huh.
And, like, that's just weird, you know what I mean? Because Flash Thompson was always, like, he was the big guy, he was the quarterback.
He's like a jock, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, this one, like, he's just a douchebag. Okay, Flash is supposed to be a douchebag, but this guy, like, that's all he is. He's just a douchebag. He's just, like, this fucking, like, he's driving his dad's Audi.
That's kind of how this generation is.
Yeah.
Back then, it would have been the jock that's usually the fucking douchebag. Yeah, but the douchebag is the guy with the nice car, flaunting his money.
Yeah, that's true.
Flaunting his parents' money.
Yeah.
And acting like an asshole to everyone because he has his parents' money.
Yeah. So this is the kid.
Okay.
And,
You think they're going to try and make him into, like, a Green Goblin type of character?
Not based on what they've done with him so far.
Uh-huh.
Oh shit, he's from Anaheim. Yeah, it was. I mean, he played a good douchebag. Mm-hmm. Like he keeps. Oh, he's not Indian. Is he Hispanic? Parents: Mario Quinones. He was in Zero Mustafa in the Grand Budapest Hotel.
If he was in Grand Budapest, he probably has some Indian
heritage.
Because the only person who wasn't Indian in Grand Budapest was
Don Cheadle. No, not Don Cheadle. That's
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah. I'm thinking of another fucking. He looks Indian. He could also be Hispanic, because you know. But he played a good asshole.
He might be mixed.
Yeah, he's probably mixed. What was I saying now? Like, he keeps calling Peter Parker Penis Parker. And, like, he's a DJ. Like, there's a house party moment, and he's the DJ at the house party. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's good. I like the fact that they had this costume from Civil War. He also has a Scarlet Spider kind of moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know the Scarlet Spider costume, right?
Yeah, they show it in the trailers.
Oh, yeah, they do. I think they do show it in the trailer, yeah.
It's just kind of like a sweater, a hoodie, and like a ski mask type of thing.
Yeah. That was cool. And then they also have there's an Iron Spider moment. And I won't ruin that one for you, but yeah, just keep an eye out for the Iron Spider's costume.
Oh really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's not the red and gold,
uh-huh.
But it's like you see it and you're like.
It's got the metal legs.
Yeah. Okay. Oh no. It doesn't have. But you like. I don't want to ruin it for you. Okay. You'll see.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it.
You're gonna see it, and then you're gonna like, okay, that's the Iron Spider. And then what else do they have? Oh, and that's the other thing too. Like when he's in the hoodie and everything with the scarlet, like the you know how he's got the fucking web shooter on his wrist,
mm-hmm.
because in this movie he has the.
Shooter.
The actual web shooter. So when he's running around, he's got they're kind of like on his wrist, and it mm-hmm. it looks awesome.
So how does that work? Like, there's different Spider-Mans where like the spider bite gives him just the Spider-Man, the Spidey senses, and the wall climbing.
Yeah, well he always has the super strength, wall climbing, and the Spidey sense. So those are the three that are like.
That spider bite always gives.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in some of them he can actually shoot biological web fluid, and the other ones I want to say it's because it's I think it's Amazing Spider-Man that has a built in
oh.
or he it has comes out of his wrist, and then the Spectacular Spider-Man he learns the fluid like being bitten by the spider gives him like he know like instinctually he knows how to make it like you know mm-hmm. what I mean.
He spins it himself.
Yeah. Well, he pretty much learns what he needs to spin it. Let me see. Cause there's so many Spider-Men. There's Spectacular. There's Superior. There's.
Yeah, there's so many.
I think there's even a Sensational. Oh no, Spectacular Spider-Man is the animated. So I think it's Sensational Spider-Man then. Cause I know the Amazing Spider-Man is the one. I could be wrong. Maybe it's the Amazing Spider-Man, but let's see. Amazing Spider-Man. And there's fucking so many references. I don't want the movie. I don't want the comic. Whatever. But yeah, I know because the Amazing Spider-Man and the original Spider-Man, he was biological, and I want to say it's the. Spectacular Spider-Man that he gets the web shooters.
Mm-hmm.
I think the web shooters are kind of a good way to go with it in the movie universe because it kind of gives him he can run out,
mm-hmm.
and which at some points he does. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's always one that I always thought that was a cool aspect in the comics too when he did run out of web fluids. Like okay, like he's in the middle, like I'm about to beat this guy. Oh fuck. Like you know what I mean? Like he's out of web fluid, and it's I always thought it was a cool thing. Plus, it shows how smart he is for him to create the web shooters. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think that's one thing that gets overlooked in this movie, is how smart he is. Because, like, he's a kid in this movie. He's a fucking kid. And then that's part of the storyline, too, is the aspect of, okay, he's in high school, but he's Spider-Man. Does Spider-Man need to fucking continue high school? And then he gets to the point where, like, he's kind of just, like, he's part of the debate team. He's already, he was part of the debate team. And I forgot what other, like, chess club or something else. Mm-hmm. Or band. It was band. Mm-hmm. And he quit band because it was interrupting his Spider-Man time. Mm-hmm. Then he's, like kind of just brushing off the bait club because it's getting in the way of him being Spider-Man. And I, after a while, I was just like, I don't need to be here in school. Like, he, you know.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, he's telling everyone he's part of the Stark internship. Because his whole thing, like, and you've heard, you've seen in the trailers where he's like, oh, well, you know, when's our next mission? Like, you know, how do I become a van, you know. So the whole time, he's waiting for Tony. Like, he doesn't want to do anything because he's waiting for Iron Man to call him and say, okay, let's go. We got a mission. He's like, oh, I can't. I'm in class. He's like, no. You know what I mean? So he wants to give up everything. He's pretty much just waiting by his... He's doing the Spider-Man thing. He's still going out every night patrolling. But he's pretty much... He just wants to wait by his phone, per se. He's just waiting for that call to be called up. And he's giving up all these opportunities. And, it gets pretty deep into that part. Again, it sounds like it'd be a dull thing in the movie. Like, oh, just, you know. But it's just so well integrated. And so, just the whole movie is so well. From beginning to end, like, it wasn't slow. It didn't... I never looked at my watch. I'll tell you now, there's two after-credit scenes.
Okay.
It's a mid-credit scene and an after-credit scene. You have to stay and watch the after. Don't leave and not... You can't miss the after-credit scene.
Okay.
It's just... It's the best payoff. Like, out of all the after-credit scenes, out of all of them, this, to me, it's my favorite. Just, and you'll see why. Okay. You'll see why. It was fucking hilarious. I'm trying to think of anything else I can say about this movie. Fucking Tony Stark.
Better than the Deadpool after credit scene? The Ferris Bueller?
Oh, that's hard. Along the same lines. It's good. I want to spoil it so bad just because it's so funny, but I'll let you. I don't want to ruin it for you.
Okay.
I think I've sucked this movie's dick enough.
All right. Next
topic. Yes, next topic. I do have topics. 15 shocking wardrobe malfunctions you may have missed in movies. Here we go. So, right now Disneyland has a problem. They have too many people going to Disneyland, not enough people going to California Adventure, right? Mm-hmm. California Adventure is a great park, but it doesn't have enough draw, and most people just go to Disneyland. So Disneyland's getting, over the summer, they've already reached capacity, like, a shit ton of times. Where, like, and they're doing it, it's early morning, they've already reached capacity, so they have to turn people away. And with Star Wars Land opening, what, next year? 2019. It's just going to get worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, Disneyland's plan... Oh, and I don't know, have you... I think we've talked about it on the show. Because you know they opened the Guardians of the Galaxy, right? Which is fucking amazing.
Okay.
It's Tower of Terror, but they've upgraded it, and it's just like... It's just awesome. I loved it. But when they opened Tower of Terror, or when they opened the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, they have this hidden... in the planters.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people didn't find it. And it was like, you know, when I found out about it, you know, I had to go stop and take a picture. It's an Avengers hatch.
Right.
And a lot of people are thinking that means they're going to be making a Marvel Land.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the rumors are true. They're going to be, because that whole, have you been to California Adventure?
I have. I haven't since... I haven't gone for, 3 years now.
Oh, damn.
Last time I went to Disneyland was for my grad night.
Oh, damn. That was a long time ago. Yeah. You should go. It's pretty cool. But, okay, do you remember the whole... where the Tower of Terror was? how that whole area is kind of empty. They got the Hollywood area, mm-hmm. but for the most part, that area is empty, except yeah. they have the theater, that Tower of Terror, and then, like, nothing, really.
Yeah, it's kind of bare.
Yeah. Well, the rumors that are circulating now are, now that they have Guardians there, they're going to open up that back lot behind the Guardians area, mm-hmm. and then they're going to open up, they might repurpose the area. Right now, where the Monsters, Inc. ride is, and that, like, that whole area, they're just going to create a Marvel Land. Because right now, it's pretty much, that's what it is. They have Guardians over there, they have all, that's what Captain America, Black Widow, that's where all that shit is. All of the Season of Heroes is going on right now, mm-hmm. that's where all of it is. And that would be fucking awesome if they opened a full-on... Because Disneyland, Florida, I think, or they don't have a Marvel Land, but they have already Marvel-based rides, I believe. I think they have a Spider-Man ride.
For what?
At Disneyland in Florida.
Oh, Florida? I never heard about it.
I know there's a Spider-Man roller coaster, because I know it's not... Because Six Flags owns all is DC. Not owns DC, but they have the rights to all the DC stuff. Let's see. Spider-Man roller coaster. Let's Google that bullshit. Spider-Man roller coaster. Where's it at? Oh, it's at Universal Studios. Never mind. I knew it was in Florida, but it's at Universal Studios. But, you know, I mean, it would make sense, because especially now that Disney owns Marvel, for them to just capitalize on it. It would bring more traffic to California Adventure. It would draw people, like, so both parks would have equal amount of traffic, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So Disneyland averages over 18 million guests. Well, Disney California only has about half of that. And because of Guardians of the Galaxy, that, like, you know, that ride is kind of bringing more people over. The other ride that's also bringing people over is that Cars Land test track, which is pretty cool. But, yeah, they need to fucking do some shit and get some people out there, you know? I'm hoping... Like, again, these are all rumors. There's more evidence to make these rumors seem like they're true. But Disney hasn't come out to say anything concrete yet. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it would make sense, right? It's a smart move. Like, fucking capitalize on it.
Yeah.
It's not like...
I'm surprised they haven't done it earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Marvel... Like, it took them long enough to do a Star Wars thing, but granted, they just got the rights to Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. They've had Marvel for a little bit, though.
Exactly. And it's like, why not capitalize on it? Marvel's not going anywhere. It's the popularity of comic book movies, granted, is a recent thing, mm-hmm. but it's only because not until recently did these comic book movies start doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, look at, or not doing well, but being well made.
Yeah.
Because look at what Iron Man did when it first came out.
Yeah, right? Yeah, they haven't been doing good since after Dark World. Yeah, the first good comic movie, like notably good, mm-hmm. would be Winter Soldier.
Yeah. But Iron Man 1, 2, and 3 kind of set up that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the first three Iron Man movies, we wouldn't have the Marvel Universe as it is now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because they were well... Like, go back and watch the first Iron Man movie. It's damn near a flawless movie. It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, they're pretty on par. They're pretty par.
So, I mean, and it's fucking, like... I have problems finding issues... Or I have trouble finding problems in that movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just so well done. And so, like... That opened up... Okay, well, people like this movie. And then, like, you know, it's just as things have progressed, it's just getting better and better. Yeah. So more and more people are going out. And, like, it's, like, okay, do you remember for a while...
Well, with Iron Man, they kind of got worse.
Which one?
I said with Iron Man.
Iron Man 2...
Iron Man 3 was awful.
Yeah, Iron Man 3 is the one that suffered. Iron Man 2, it was not as good. But it was still... To me, I still enjoy it. Iron Man 3 was the one that it was, like... All right, just like with Thor 2, with Thor Dark World. Thor Dark World, like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. Is it hot in here or is it just me?
Yeah, it's a little warm.
Let me turn this AC up. What was I saying now?
I was saying something about
something. I forgot what you were saying about something.
So Thor: Dark World wasn't as good. Iron Man 3 wasn't as good. Like they've had their missteps, but even their missteps aren't terrible.
Right.
You know what I mean? So remember, a while back, around the time Walking Dead came out, there was zombie movies. There was zombie everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, zombies were really popular. And that was kind of a fade because the market got oversaturated with zombie movies. But I think right now, granted, there are a lot of superhero movies coming out right now, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's...
Yeah, but some of the zombie movies, it's the same thing over and over.
You either got, like, a group of teens who are somewhere, and then a zombie comes out, eats one of them.
Yeah.
And then now they got to fight for their lives.
Yeah.
Against these zombies.
Yeah.
Or
some
variation of that.
Yeah. And well, even with this book that I'm reading, it's kind of,
with superheroes, amazing. Each superhero kind of has their own issues they have to solve. While it might be similar to mm-hmm. each other,
yeah,
there's little differences that people like to see.
Yeah, and that's why people have their favorite heroes, their favorite villains, their favorite, that's why, and
some heroes have different values. Some like they don't want to, they like Batman, he doesn't want to kill. Some people like that. They like that he just brutalizes people.
That's one of the things that always bugs me about Batman, the Arkham games.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, Batman's obviously killing these guys. It's like, he's beating them to death. He's fucking, like, okay, that guy just had his head, had his neck broken. Like, his neck is broken. Like,
that's another thing I like about seeing the Spider-Man demo that they showed at
E3.
Like, he beat him up and everything, and, like, there was points where, like, he threw him off the building.
Yeah.
But he would web-sling him and bring him back.
Bring him back, yeah. See, I think, did we talk about that, or no?
I think we did.
Because I was wondering if that's something automatic, or do you have the option to do that? Can you just throw them off the building?
Yeah, we did.
And let them fucking die? Or does it, like, if you throw someone off the building, does he web-shoot him back? And
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That I'm curious.
It'd be cool either way.
It would be cool either way. I mean, I like the fact that you have the ability to do that, but...
It'd be pretty immersive if he did it automatically, because you'd be like,
Yeah, because that's kind of like his reflex.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I kind of want it to be more... I want to have the option to, like... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because, like, Spider-Man has killed before. And, I mean, he doesn't do it on purpose. But... He has killed. Same with Iron Man, same with Captain America.
I feel like Iron Man doesn't care if he kills.
Iron Man doesn't care. I feel like that's the same thing. Like, he just kind of like, he does what he's got to do. If this guy dies in the process, then fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Captain
America cares.
Yeah, Captain America definitely cares. Spider-Man, I feel he cares. He doesn't want to do it if he doesn't have to. Then there's have you ever heard of Moon Knight?
Moon Knight
is Marvel's Batman. He doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's a fucking great character. He's pictured Batman with a split personality.
Okay.
That's Moon Knight. He's fucking awesome. Look him up sometime. So there's a lawsuit going on right now because San Diego Comic-Con and the Salt Lake City Comic-Con, they've had this kind of rivalry going on about the names.
Why?
I don't know. I guess SDCC and SLCC are too similar.
That's stupid.
Yeah. It's the whole Comic-Con. They want, like...
You can't use Comic-Con.
Yeah. Well, no, it's... I don't know. It's because I think the way they spell it, they use Comic-Con as the one word, Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
It's one word.
So does Salt Lake City use SLC and not SLCC?
No, I think they use SLCC.
Uh-huh.
San Diego owns several trademarks, including San Diego Comic-Con, Anaheim Comic-Con, WonderCon, and Comic-Con. The note of trademark for Comic-Con has previously been filed in 1995 and was registered in San Diego Comic-Con, Inc. Salt Lake City Comic-Con was previously awarded a trademark for their name, which is a different organization. So they're both using Comic-Con, I guess, yeah. Well, because that's why I want, like, the Stan Lee Kamikaze, it's not called the Kamikaze Comic-Con, it's a Kamikaze. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Most of them, the one in Kansas City is like the Emerald City Con or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, most of them aren't actually called Comic-Cons.
Right.
Because San Diego Comic-Con owns Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. But Salt Lake City says, we own Comic-Con as well. So that's the whole...
Just without a space.
Yeah. So... It's gonna be a they're going in, it's a lawsuit right now. To see who's gonna own the rights to Comic Con. So one of them's gonna change their name, either Salt Lake City or San Diego.
I think if San Diego wins, Salt Lake's gonna have to change their name. I think if Salt Lake wins, Salt Lake just gets to keep the name, and San Diego.
Yeah, probably.
Because San Diego's established that for years.
Yeah, I mean, San Diego Comic-Con is one of the first Comic-Cons. I'm bummed we can't go this year.
Salt Lake, from what it sounds like, they just barely got their whatever the fuck
I'm bummed we can't go this year. I had a blast last year.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Is it this week? Is it next week?
It's next week. It's the 28th, I believe. It's the last weekend of the week. Yeah, 2 weeks. But see, that's what's like. Remember that asshole at work I told you about?
Uh-huh.
That's when he went on vacation. So I can't even take the time off to go down there.
Yeah.
It's fucking shitty.
This military-grade masturbation device is designed to service our troops.
Yes.
God bless America.
Yeah. There's been a military-grade masturbation device. It's a fleshlight, pretty much. But it's made of silicone. It's called the Lifetime Silicone Stroker. And it's military. It's made with military-grade silicone, mm-hmm. and it's designed to last forever. Oh shit! There's video.
You can stick rocks in it. Fuck it.
The hell happened? I went full screen and just decided not to go full screen anymore. But it's.
You could glue rocks to your dick and fuck it for hours. It will not. It will not tear. Military top for men.
The Lifetime Silicone Stroker is the first masturbation device
military
top for men serving in the armed forces. It meets or exceeds Bill Standard 810.
Look at this thing, rocks in it. That's pretty fucking gross. They're boiling it with noodles.
The Lifetime Silicone Stroker is the...
Can fit a whole train in there.
But wait, I want to back that up a little bit. What the fuck were they shoving in there? Were they actually shoving rocks into it?
It looked like rocks, yeah.
That was pretty disgusting. They
rocks
were
and shards of glass.
For that ultra pleasure sensitive. They were boiling
for
it with noodles.
Fucks.
Did you see that part though? They were boiling it like it was. They
boiling
were boiling
it in noodles.
And there's like noodles on. They're like just scooping it. Look at this. There's noodles on top of it.
Uh-huh.
What is that? No, that's not rocks. Is that chicken?
What would that mean? What would that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Rocks. That's fucking disgusting. So they're putting in... Maybe someone's making dinner with it. That's what it looks like. That's fucking
it's
like,
not just a masturbation device.
Environmental conditions. The Lifetime Silicone Haven for your penis when you're in the most dangerous places.
It's a haven for...
High temperature test.
Pass. That's the noodles.
Low temperature test.
Oh shit.
Double
it goes in drop.
Temperature shock test.
From cold water
pass.
From freezing.
Contamination by fluids test. Pass.
What was that noise?
Fungus test.
What the
pass.
Fuck?
Sand and dust test. Pass. Acceleration test. Pass.
So it's supposed to be like. If you're in the army, you could take this anywhere. You could take this on the field.
Yeah.
You get your fucking arm shot off. You have the other arm free. Might as well just jerk off for your last moment. All that sand and blood.
I know they get into it about how because the fleshlights are made out of what do they call it? It meets or exceeds military standard 810. This is made by this. Oh, and that's the thing too. Is the image the vagina they're using? That's the winner of the most beautiful vagina contest. Yeah, I think we talked about that on the show, right?
No.
We didn't. We never talked about the most beautiful vagina contest.
No. That's one we did.
It's made with 100% non-porous silicone that can't be penetrated by smelly, disease-causing bacteria. It seems well worth the $80 price tag. Let's see here. Where is the? They talk about the. Because the what's it called, the fleshlights, they're made with something called like real flesh or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And those ones, they like you. I didn't know that about fleshlights. You have to replace them every 6 months.
Oh really?
Yeah, because like the stuff that's they're made of, like it absorbs.
It absorbs your cum.
Yeah, so like mm-hmm. you rinse it out, but like some of it stays in there and it kind of. It's gross.
It's all mushy.
Yeah, it wears out. So apparently, this one's supposed to last a lifetime. You'll never have to replace it. You'll never have to just... Mm-hmm. And it's just that too.
Well, that doesn't make sense. What about... you ever seen Blue Mountain State?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Thad Castle's pocket pussy?
Yeah, I know. That
was handed down to him from his dad in the army.
Yeah. That one was
decades.
That was probably disgusting then. Because... yeah, apparently they break down, they wear out, and you're supposed to just fucking replace them. Just all the treading on the inside gets just gets worn the fuck out. Let me see here. What else do I got? Warning! Thousands of PlayStation Network accounts are being banned. If I remember, if this is what I'm thinking the story is. Yes, for a terrible reason. What is a terrible reason, you ask? If you paid with a PayPal account.
Mm-hmm.
For anything on your PlayStation Network. Apparently, PayPal fucked up, and they started refunding a bunch of people money for fraudulent activity that wasn't fraudulent.
Mm-hmm.
And part of Sony's, so it's part of the terms of the services, like if you have that happen to you, your account could be permanently banned. Until you repay the money, usually.
Yeah.
But like, so what happens is, let me see.
It's not PlayStation's fault, it's fucking PayPal's
fault. It's PayPal's fault, yeah. But yeah, so right now, accounts are being taken down. It's mainly affecting people in the UK. But there was issues with PayPal that fucked up. And so a lot of people go to log into the PlayStation account and they've been banned. They don't know why. So they gotta figure out why, and it's like, fuck. So. Cyberpunk 2077. The more information I hear about this game, the more excited I get about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bigger than The Witcher 3.
That's unfathomable.
Exactly! That's exactly what I was like, how? I still haven't finished that game. Do you realize this?
Yeah.
That game,
I finished it, and it took me a while.
I'm pretty close. Like, all I have to do is go and do the last mission,
mm-hmm.
and I'm starting to... I didn't want to finish the main story yet. I went off to start doing
the DLCs. I finished every side quest.
See, I still have a shit ton of side quests to do. So, like, there's so much to do in that fucking game.
Mm-hmm.
So much to do in that game. I thought Skyrim was huge. Then I played The Witcher and I was like, fuck. And now for
that. An odd ad to have right here.
I know, that is an odd ad. Master, my breast can get bigger.
You have an option. Bigger, change.
Change. All right. The Witcher series became a huge franchise. Cyberpunk 2077 is bigger than The Witcher 3. CD Projekt Red has once said that it's a huge project for the studio. It certainly benefit from their experience from Witcher 3. But that, I don't fucking understand flying vehicles. As long as they don't have any fucking horses, I swear to God.
Flying horses. flying fucking horses. I'm sold.
Right? when will the game release? They haven't talked about a release date at all. The fuck was that? Netflix, I guess? Yeah, but I'm looking forward to that fucking game, man. That shit's gonna be awesome. Just, I mean, even if it's fucking The Witcher in the future.
Yeah, if it's just like some dude who's a detective.
Yeah.
And he's got this weird sense that he can see red footprints.
I'm sold. I'm in.
Everything that's a clue glows red.
Right.
I'm sold.
I'm
there's some little Tron symbols. No. He's got Tron symbols leading to everything.
There you go. He just sees that high, the trail. Uh-huh. The fucking...
It's all... It just looks like little fucking Tron lines going towards everything.
He's, you know, everything's an 8-bit. All the secrets are 8-bit. All his clues are 8-bit. They just have that digital pixelization over them.
I wonder what that could mean. PlayStation 5 with backwards compatibility, likely in 2019, says Patcher. I hate
fucking Geralt's great.
But he's sterile though, so he wouldn't.
Huh? But
it's his great nephew.
He no, it's his son.
How?
Something happened.
Okay.
He had a sterilization with a Wiccan.
With a Wiccan. She
cursed him. He was like, can't fuck with me. I can't get anybody pregnant. Yeah. Watch. And then the bitch was like, watch me.
She took up on Maury?
Yeah. She took somebody else's balls and gave them to him.
I like the way you think, sir. It's like, you know, he was passed out.
And then because they're in him, his DNA.
Yeah.
And then it's his kid. It's not the other guy's balls.
Yeah.
Kid.
Yeah, balls just became. I see what you're saying.
It's like, there's no way. And then he fucks Yen and Triss. And.
But Yen and Triss are both still as well because they're sorceresses. Hmm?
Them too. Gave him a uterus.
That was
gave him some eggs.
That was the real last wish.
I want to get all these bitches pregnant.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was his last wish. He wanted to fuck every single one of them. And the witch was like, oh, them too. They're not fertile. Make them fertile.
Make them fertile, yeah. That was the genie's way of twisting his wish. Because, you know, they always say it's like the genie, like, it'll grant your wish, but it'll twist it somehow. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? That goes, like, I've seen that on Facebook and on Reddit. It's like, one person makes a wish, the person below, the comment below them, corrupts it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I wish I had a car. It's like, okay, you have a car, but it has no engine. Like, shit like that. Like,
yeah.
The one that always makes me laugh is like, okay, I wish I could fly. It's like, you can fly, but you're limited to your own fitness levels.
So can we fly 2 feet?
Yes, I can fly down.
Yeah, you can glide down the stairs.
Yeah,
okay.
pretty much.
You can make the fall just not as hard.
Yeah, right. Well, there was another one. That was like, I wish for super strength. Like, but you still have super strength, but you still have regular. Human healing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you say, so I can punch a wall super hard,
but it's gonna hurt your hand.
This is gonna shatter my arm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of which, that's why you gotta watch My Hero Academia. It's kind of got that element.
I'll check it out today. Like I said, real quick, by the way, I don't know why I just wanted. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks lately, just because of my job. Like, I don't have time to sit and read anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing a lot of audiobooks. And right now, I'm currently in the series called X-Heroes. And I finished the first book, which is X-Heroes, now I'm in X-Patriots. And it's the zombie apocalypse of superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good book. I'm really enjoying it. Prior to that, I was reading or listening to the First Law trilogy by Mark Lawrence. And this one, I'm sorry, X-Heroes is by Peter Kleins. First Law trilogy by Mark Lawrence. It's fucking amazing. The book series is amazing by itself. But the narrator, the guy that... Stephen Pacey fucking narrates the shit out of these books. Like, he's like... He does individual voices for each character, even the female characters.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he does all the voices for them. He does... Like, each character has personality, like, just in his voice. Fucking best narrator I've ever heard.
Okay.
And if you guys haven't, Ready Player One, they released a logo for the movie for Ready Player One. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Supposedly it's going to be way different from the books, based on based on what I've been hearing. T.J. Miller is going to play a character that I know from the books. Mm-hmm. But the way they're describing him in the series, in the movie, he's going to be like a bounty hunter like Boba Fett. But in the books, he was just an asshole that like nobody liked. And like he just talked loud, but he wasn't really... Mm-hmm. Like he was like, you know those guys that like they talk about how good of a gamer they are, and then like when you see them game, and it's like,
kind
of suck.
Yeah.
It's like the Call of Duty guys. They're just all like, oh, fucking my kill death ratio.
Yeah,
like,
he's the one who's always talking shit, but he's the worst fucking player on the team.
That's
yeah.
pretty much who fucking the character's name is IROC. That's who this guy is.
Mm-hmm.
But T.J. Miller, like in the movie, T.J. Miller's playing him, and he's like the bounty hunter. And like I think I know what they're going for, from the difference. I saw a meme, not a meme, but it was kind of like, I guess it was a meme. Because a lot of people are pissed, because they're talking about, like, Steven Spielberg, who's directing the movie and producing it, is like, it's going to be way different from the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be way different from the book. And someone else came and put this meme down, and it was like, it's Jaws and Jurassic Park, and I forget whatever movie. And it's like, all three of these, the director said, they're going to be way different from the book. And they're
mm-hmm.
all fucking amazing movies. You know
yeah.
what I mean? So I'm still hopeful. Like I was disappointed in American Gods, the series. Like I enjoyed it, but it was so different from the book in a weird way.
Yeah.
That I was just like.
I felt like everything was too artsy. I couldn't get into it.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I like.
Or like they were trying too hard to be different.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yeah, and like the book is so much better. The book is so much better than the series. The series is okay, but the book is so much better. I highly recommend the book though, for those that. Are out there watching or listening. Jiro, you got anything?
Destiny 2 comes out. Or
beta.
Destiny 2 beta comes out next Tuesday.
Game of Thrones, you said as well.
Game of Thrones on Sunday. Hyped.
Yes.
Hyped.
Two weeks from now is
Rick and
Morty.
While
about to get shrifty all over this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Shit on the floor.
Shit on the floor. Take your panties off.
I saw, what was that? It was a Tinder meme. It was like, how to make a guy fall in love with you on your first date.
Play good smoothie.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. It was just like, it started off with a, it started off like okay, meet him, say hi, go to, walk to the middle of the floor, take your pants off, take a shit on the floor. It was all the good smoothie stuff. But I think on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Don't forget to follow us on the Facebooks and on Twitters at Real Press Start and on facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. We're on iTunes, Spreaker, Spotify. Oh, wait. Yeah, we're on Spotify now, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Spotify podcasts.
Oh, cool.
Is
it like a separate app or
no,
can you just look up podcasts?
You can look up podcasts.
Oh, dope.
And we're on there. Google Play, anywhere you can get a podcast, you can get us pretty much now.
Nice.
We're available everywhere but iHeartRadio.
Oh, we're not on iHeartRadio anymore?
No, apparently our audio quality is too low.
Okay.
Which is like, what the fuck? But I think it's because the last couple episodes that we did at Michael's.
Yeah.
There's a lot of background noise in those. At least here, here we get the fish tank, but.
Yeah, whenever we do it at Michael's, we should do it at my house, I think.
I think so too. I think on that note, game over.
No more questions.
What are you talking about?